بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is a part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with Friday prayer leaders from across the country in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on July 27, 2022.
Give people awareness and insight. These things that I have mentioned are also true for the upcoming Muharram sermons, and you should be able to see the results in the following Friday prayers. So, if what you're doing is successful, you should be able to see it in the people coming to the Friday prayers. If you notice that what you're doing was not effective in attracting a larger audience, there is something wrong with what you're doing. Find those flaws and fix them. We cannot say the reason for this lack of attention is that people have lost their beliefs and have become less religious. Some people say such things. It truly seems they are talking without having thought about what they're saying and are suggesting that the people have become less religious. No, that's not the case at all. They're not less religious. Just look at the Ghadir celebrations and the massive gatherings for the ceremonies and speeches during the months of Muharram and Safar. Who are the people who attend these ceremonies? They are our people. Look at the mourning ceremonies, the religious ceremonies, the Arba'in Wuk. Who are these people? These are our people. Our people's religion, their faith, their belief, not only have they not weakened, they have actually become stronger. However, the quality of my sermons or my prayers might not be good enough to attract these faithful people. This should not be mistaken for weakness in the people's beliefs.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Some people easily say these things. For instance, they say the people's beliefs have weakened. No, they have not weakened. I've seen the country before the revolution. Most of you have not. Our people are holding larger religious ceremonies now. They are making much larger financial contributions to the religious seminaries, and they are participating more actively in social and religious services. The people are present on the scene. We are the ones who need to remain on the scene with them. O Allah, by the blessed souls of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi and his progeny, help what we have said and heard to be for you and in your path. Bless us with sincerity and accept it from us. O Allah, help us to practice the things we preach. Unite the pure soul of our magnanimous Imam who opened this path for us and the blessed souls of the dear martyrs who strived and sacrificed their lives on this path, with the pure souls of the first martyrs of Islam and the holy Imam. Bless all of us to join them. May Allah's greetings, mercy and blessings be upon you all.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.